The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Time for a footy update for your locally owned and locally ran Mighty Helpful Mart 10. Scott Cummings on the phone. How you doing this morning, Scott?
Good. How are you, mate? Flying solo.
Yeah, flying solo. Jules has scored herself a cheeky long weekend, hasn't she?
Oh, well played. Well played. We hope she's well, but well played.
Yeah, very well played. Nah, I'm sure she's doing all right. Last weekend, I just want to touch on this one quickly. What a surprise come from behind draw for Adelaide Crows up against Collingwood. Who could have picked that?
Well, who would have picked Collingwood being 51 points up at one stage? I certainly didn't. And just to let that one slip when you're that far up, you shouldn't, should never, ever happen. I know things can turn quickly in today's footy, but wow, it was a get out of jail for the Crows and more of a loss for the Pies, but it shows that their best footy's good enough.
Absolutely. Well, it's been an interesting season. Like, you thought that one would have been a foregone conclusion, but it feels like you can't really tip this season of footy. You're better off just flipping a coin, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many games that we've sat back and just gone, how did that happen? no one saw that coming. How do you tip that? And I reckon now, the tipsters across the country are probably 15 to 20 down on what they were last year. It's been a horror year to tip, but I think it just adds to the excitement of the season, doesn't it? It's starting to sort itself out now, with a few more results going the way that they probably should go. The good sides head towards September, and the sides out of the eight or out of contention, they put a few blokes away and into surgeries and rule them out for the rest of the year. So it's starting to find its correct itself, but there's still some shockers. There's still some hard ones to pick, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And another shock that's happened last week. Patrick Dangerfield, he's out of the running for the Brownlow medal. There's been, I've noticed some commentary saying it's a bit unfair that he's out of the running. Like, rules are rules, but what he did was not necessarily not out. Like, it wasn't unfair. It was just kind of careless. So it's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone walks away from that thinking Patrick Dangerfield's a dirty player.
No.
It was just careless is probably the right way to describe that. Just lingered in the tackle a bit too much. And unfortunately, too, the match review panel, they always, instead of just looking at the act and dealing with that, they actually look at the result of the act as well. Cruz having concussion, that certainly worked against him. And if Cruz wasn't injured, if his head didn't hit the deck, then there wasn't even a free kick played, I don't think. So nothing happens. But the fact that he did it, he knocked a bloke out, and he's got to serve the penalty. The interesting thing for me is that all the commentary on it afterwards saying, oh, the Brownlow's, it's going to be embarrassing now. And they've handed it to him already. I mean, basically, all these people who are saying that, oh, he's won the Brownlow, they're, not, they're telling us that they think like umpires. I'm not sure anyone wants to admit that.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't. And, so it's probably a little bit disrespectful to a handful of other players are really in contention for it. But
absolutely.
It'll be interesting now. And also interesting just to see when he comes back next week and how he plays, how he polls for the rest of the three games after this one. So it'll be interesting to see if that affects the umpire's mentality and see what happens. But interesting. Yeah. I hope now that he doesn't win it on the night or doesn't poll the most votes on the night, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of awkward if that's what happens there. We've got the Western Bulldogs. They're taking on the Brizzy Lions. That's happening on Saturday. How do you reckon our Doggies are going to go?
Oh, they were terrific last week, weren't they? I tipped Essendon, but I reckon last week's game, the Doggies and Essendon, was probably one of the most entertaining games we've had this year. It was absolute beauty.
Yeah.
And probably didn't deserve to be a 30-point margin in the end, but they got the job done and they played fantastic footy. I think they'll go up the Gabba. I think they'll be pretty comfortable against the Lions, who are just packing their bags for their footy trip at the moment. I'm not sure they're intense.
You reckon they've checked out for the season?
Oh, absolutely. They probably did around round three, but I think the Doggies get up there and get a good win.
Well, that's what we want to hear. Round 20 kicks off tonight. Sydney, take it on Geelong. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure. Have a ripper of a weekend, Scott.
You too, mate. Hope you get through the rest of the morning on your own. Good luck.
I'll survive. Catch you later.
See you, buddy.
For your nearest Mighty Helpful Mighty 10, visit mighty10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.